Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shagmine Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and Paul Holly. No, sorry. It's not Paul Hollywood.
Sorry?
It's our Chris.
What?
The great.
You, can we meet my little grey hairs? Well, you piece of shit. Paul, fuck, I tell you what, I wish I could bake like the lad. So yes, I'm going very slightly grey just on the sides. Do you know what it is? Normally, it's because I have a haircut regularly in real life, and it goes. But I was trying to explain this to you the other day, and you couldn't get your head around it. I get it trimmed, not because the grey starts coming through, but it just happens to coincide with the exact time the grey starts coming through. It's just like normally it just and the hairdresser will go, oh, you got a bit grey coming through, and she, every time she goes, you got a bit grey coming through, and I feel like saying, yeah, well, it's at this stage of length that it starts. That's through. Yeah.
No. So yeah. What? So your grey hair only grows to a certain length?
Yeah,
that's
roots.
Bullshit.
It's grey roots.
It looks all right, to be honest.
I'm going to do like the guy, like Paulie off The Sopranos. I'm going to get it a bit longer. I'm going to slick it all back. And then when it gets really grey, I'm going to slick them back each side and have grey wings.
Please don't.
Grey wings.
That's
like that.
The worst hairstyle.
And I'm going to start wearing a tracksuit all the time.
All right, great.
Apart from when I go to the casino and I wear a suit with a really big long collar on the front.
Great. For anyone who hasn't seen Sopranos, I'm sorry.
This is all wasted on you.
Yeah.
I'm going to start murdering people as well.
Oh, great.
Just need a hobby.
Can't wait. I'm busy watching a programme all about, was it the Mafia? Are they called the Mafia?
Yes, they are called the Mafia.
Okay,
yes.
Well, I'm watching a programme about like Mafia kids.
Mafia kids?
It's not called
Sorry, Rugrats.
No. It's called The Cartel Crew.
The Cartel Crew.
It's, do you know what it is?
That sounds a band. That sounds like a band that you would name yourself in comprehensive school.
Do you know what it is? I don't really want to slag it off because they're all affiliated.
Right, okay.
So I'm a bit scared to say anything, but
right, okay.
The kind of, you know how people said I was hanging on your coattails when I started doing this podcast?
Right.
They're kind of, I can't say anything, I'll get killed.
you'll get rubbed out, you'll get whacked. You get whacked.
No, their parents were like part of the cartel and mafias
stuff. Okay. So what does this happen? What happens in their show?
What it's like? It's like Real Housewives.
Oh fuck me! Of course it is. Jesus.
Mafia
Christ.
Kids, but they're all older now, obviously.
Right.
And they're just like
talking about what it was like to be a kid with a mafia parent.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I'd watch that.
But so it's not just a documentary, it's kind of like a reality show.
Oh, so they're going around
all
living
going
their lives.
For dinner and going.
Oh, right, okay. A couple of questions.
Yeah.
Do they host events and get annoyed that the other one hasn't come to the event? Great. Does a few of them have clothing brands or drink brands that they're launching?
Yes.
Great. Same as every fucking piece of shit you watch. I don't want to see it. Christ.
How
many clothing brands can these people launch? Jeez, I've launched my new line and we've got. Do they do hats that cover up grey hair? Because I will be up for that. If one of them does a hair dye, and I might get on board with that.
Okay.
I don't think I'd ever dye my hair. I just feel like everyone knows.
They
I feel
would
like
know.
It's like you get a little bit of grey coming through, and then it's like, hey, guess what? You know that tiny bit of grey? Suddenly, all my hair's jet black, fully natural. Isn't that mad? Isn't it weird how nature does that?
It's like reversal of time.
Guys, enough waffling on. It is episode 107. 107, Rosemary.
Wow. I do like that number.
You like that number, 107?
107.
Okay.
107.
No, you said it. I'm not even doing the mingle thing. Guys, thank you so, so much for listening. We absolutely love you out there. We hope you're all okay. And before going any further, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Can't wait.
This week's sponsor, Rosie, you're going to love it, I'm telling you.
Am
you're
I actually, off.
This is yours. This is right your street. Right. This week's sponsor is...
Yeah.
Calling back, it's this was affiliated sponsor earlier in the, this was episode 3's sponsor, but this is a new brand. This is a new product from the same brand.
Is it anything to do with the Cartel Crew?
Absolutely not.
Right.
This week's sponsor is Uninterrupted Sleep.
Oh,
I remember that.
No, don't, because I was going to talk about that.
Uninterrupted. Hey, get yourself to bed. When are you getting up? In the morning. Really? Not 4 times during the night? No, in the morning. Sure, sounds weird. No, honestly. In the morning.
Oh, don't, because it's really upsetting us.
All the way through. Head it's that pillow. Get up in the morning. What's that, a drool mark on your pillow? You must have been lying there a while. Lovely.
Do you see the PM and then the next thing you see is the AM? Get in.
You know, sometimes I go to sleep, right? It says 10:04. I shut my eyes. I open them and it says 10:04. I think, oh, I've blinked. I haven't. I've slept all the way through. 12. I fucking...
If you're wondering, if you've just started listening to this podcast and you're thinking, what the hell are these two arseholes talking about? We've got a baby.
Got a new baby.
He's 8 weeks. And do you know what? It touched wood. He's not that bad
the
at
loudest
sleeping.
Kid, you know, he sleeps, but he's the loudest kid in the world. Yeah, he screams while he's asleep.
We've had to move him to the other side of the bedroom.
Right at the bottom of the bedroom, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he gets up for a drink,
obviously. We should get him a little soundproof booth, like a rapper.
Well, let's put some egg cups on his snooze pod. Like a drum.
Do you mean egg boxes?
Yeah. Oh, what did I say?
Egg cups.
Great. That's because I'm tired.
Porcelain egg cups.
Let's stick loads of like egg cups.
I feel like egg cups will make it a lot louder. Just tiny little china.
I feel like if we stuck loads of egg cups in this snooze pod and I put a picture of that on Instagram, I would get annihilated.
I feel like social services will be around it in a second.
I think they would. No, egg boxes, though. Egg boxes, them are nice and light if one fell on his head.
And they look great. Looks great having egg boxes. Just
we'll paint them.
Great.
Robin can paint them. Oh, my gosh, there's an activity.
We don't need them, and he's at school. No more activities.
Oh, yes.
Fuck the activities. God. Hey, if you're out there having uninterrupted sleep, very well done. And if you're out there with a child, new baby, having hardly any sleep, we feel you. We love you. Yeah. You've got it.
Here's the jingle.
There it is.
Thank you.
Remember this time. Booyah.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged Married Annoyed. So lovely to have you back.
It is.
We've missed you.
Oh,
that's nice, isn't it?
Well, they're not here, are they? You can't say we've missed
you. Tuning in.
It's bollocks.
Coming to listen.
Like, that's your radio days coming back. Tell them you've missed them. Tell them you value them. Talk to just them. Don't address them as a group or whatever the fucking hell you
say. I tried to teach you that and you've never took it on board.
No, because I see guys, because they're a collective. They're a big, massive collective.
They need
to know that it's solidarity. They need to know that there's other SMARs out there.
No, because the person, you're just meant to talk directly to them.
I don't like that.
To the person listening. So... I hope that you're enjoying this podcast.
I hope that you're all enjoying this podcast. I have to put the all in because it makes it feel popular.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I know there's loads of people.
I'm glad. Yeah. That's too big for us. Good. Oh, fuck my life!
You're actually flicking your cuffs like someone in the mafia. You're shooting your cuffs. That's what they do, they shoot their cuffs. So if they've got the suit on and you've got the white shirt underneath, you go, hey, shoot your cuffs. And they go, wah! You flick your arms like that and then the cuffs come out from the suit jacket.
Nice.
Shoot the cuffs.
Nice.
Don't ever say that this isn't educational. So there you go.
Oh, wouldn't I? I'd say what you've been up to, but I mean, we've been living together. And
mainly, my hobbies at the moment, my main hobby includes, consists entirely of making sure that Robin, our oldest, our 5-year-old, doesn't wake up Rafe during the day while Rafe's sleeping.
Yeah.
And then on a night, I spend the entire night making sure Rafe doesn't wake up
Robin.
And then I repeat it the next day. And that's... Can I fuck off now? Because is that done? Is that me finished?
Yeah, that's all we need to know.
That's me life.
Yeah, but
it's so weird.
Yeah, tell you what, It was, Rafe slept loads during the day when he was first born, obviously, yeah. and sound asleep. You could have a party. You wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
Now he's not, he can't so much, and Robin will not leave him alone.
Aww.
He's constantly on him, constantly touching him, constantly looking at him, and yeah. I just, and oh, it's just infuriating.
It is lovely how obsessed Robin is with Rafe. However, anyone who's got a sort of a big age gap, like what, 5 years, like what we've got, when your boisterous 5-year-old is obsessed with the baby, it's almost like you can't ever leave them alone. It's
no.
like, it's like, I imagine it's like a gorilla playing with a kitten. You're like,
yes,
careful. I'll keep an eye on them.
Oh, he's going to break. He's going to break one of his yeah. arms yeah. for sure.
Yeah, yeah,
oh. for sure. If Rafe makes it to 2 without a broken bone because yeah. of his brother, I'll be shocked.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah, yeah,
he just leans on him all the time.
The leaning is
Did
so
I tell
annoying.
You about when he kissed him in his pram?
No.
So I was out on a walk and we nipped to the shop.
Right.
And Robin leant into Rafe's pram to give uh-huh. him a kiss. But whilst doing it, he leaned on his stomach yeah, and Rafe vomited.
Yeah. Oh, so instead, obviously, so a normal human with sort of knowledge of leaning on stuff and babies would lean on the sides of the pram.
I mean, yeah.
Or, you know, you lean on a wall to lean. He leant in, put his full weight
put
on
put his
him.
Full weight Great. On his stomach Great. And he vomited just brilliant. To give him a kiss. And I was like, really?
Well, there we go.
Loves him, though. It comes from love.
Mm. People ask what it's like to have 2. It's exactly the same as having 1, apart from the older one is there shouting at you while you're dealing with how hard the first one was. It's a nightmare. It's difficult.
Do you not find it strange, though, because now that we have a new baby during this pandemic, now that Robin is back at school, thank the Lord!
Yes!
Thank you!
Yes.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I now see having a newborn baby as the easiest thing in the world.
Well, yeah, when Robin's not there.
Yeah.
Rafe's a piece of piss. It's the easiest thing in the world.
Yes, but let's not glamorise the fact, because newborn babies are not easy. But compared to having a child during lockdown stuck in the house,
yeah.
it's the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, it's almost a holiday.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, when Robin's at school and just raves here, it is like, oh, this is really, yeah. I've said it before, though, the funny, because we're talking to someone the other day and they're like, oh, I can't wait, they can crawl. It's lovely when they can crawl. It's fucking not like, fun and games are over when they can crawl. The fun is when you, I just love the fact, I've said it before, that we can, I can put Rafe on his back anywhere in the house and do something and he's there when I get back. I did something, I can't remember what it was, but I literally just put him on his back in the middle of the floor. And I was like, you're not fucking going anywhere, are you?
Yeah.
I know you're not. Yeah. You will be right there when I get back, won't you, you useless little shit. It's great. But once they can roll and crawl and, that's when the fun starts.
Nightmare.
Stops or starts. Depends how you look at it.
Wait till the 2, man. And they're having kickoffs in B&M bargains. You have to carry them out over one shoulder. Still traumatised by that.
Oh, you had to do that, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Have I said this as well? I've got a really funny feeling that when we're trying to discipline Rafe, Robin's going to be all up in my grill.
Sticking up for him.
Big time.
Mm.
Big time. He's going to be like, don't shout at me, brother. And be like, you don't understand. Stay out of this. like a pub fight.
This was your step
once. Nothing to do with you. Stay out of it.
Are we going to do naughty step in that or not?
Oh, did we do it with Robin? I wasn't here.
I know. No, I didn't really do the naughty step. I did the shut the door on him.
Brilliant. Sorry, just to clarify, shut him in another room, not slam the
door
on him.
Oh, no, not, yeah. So there's a door in between our living room and the hallway.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
instead of putting him on naughty step,
off.
I used to just put him in the hallway.
Stop showing off about all the doors, will you?
So many doors.
So gaudy.
Got all the doors. I used to just put him in the hallway. Say I'm not speaking to you.
Okay, then.
Fuck off.
You do that to me as well, that's weird. Works with me as well. Chris, go and stand in the hallway. You know I don't like being ignored.
Have you noticed that Robin is at that age now when we have an argument or a little crossed word?
Yeah.
He's like, stop shouting at each other.
Well, normally what's really nice is he says, Mommy, stop being nasty to Dad. Normally when I'm in the wrong, I don't think he can follow the narrative.
Does he say that?
Yeah, he said it a few times. He said the idea, he's like, Mommy, don't be nasty to Daddy. And I'm like, thank you.
Right, well, you're selective hearing because he's definitely said, Daddy, don't say that to Mommy.
I don't think so.
He really has.
I think you're making this up. Let's get him on the phone.
Right, let's ring the school.
Imagine ringing the school. I considered ringing the school today. This is so weird.
Why?
So we got sent, someone out there sent him some Mr. Men biscuits,
mm-hmm.
iced biscuits with all the new Mr. Men characters on. And he opened them yesterday and we showed him them. And he's very good. He'll have one and go, he knows he's having them later. Mm-hmm. And I wanted one this morning, so I ate one. But I was like, I need to ask him. I should really, because they're his, I should ask him if I can have it. And I genuinely, for a second, thought, should I ring the school?
Absolutely. Are you taking the piss?
But I just thought it shows like,
oh,
you know,
my
like
word.
If he's got like a responsibility over his biscuits or whatever. Like.
No, oh my
I mean, I didn't. Oh, I just ate it in the end. But it crossed my mind momentarily to just ring reception and go,
what is wrong with you?
Can you get Robin Ramsay? Can you put up on the phone? Can you just ask him if I can have one of his Mr. Men biscuits?
Right. I just need to stop you because I've worked in schools, right? If somebody's parents rang, somebody's dad rang and said, could you ask such and such if I can have one of his biscuits?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have stopped talking about that for months. That every afternoon in the staff room when he went, do you remember when his dad rang to ask if he could have biscuits? What's going on there? What's that all about? His dad's a looper. Yeah, you can't be doing that.
All right, okay.
Were you honestly going to do it?
Well, I'll phone up and tell them I was just joking.
I'm joking.
It weirdly crossed my mind though. But I do that now and then. It'll cross my mind of how weird it'll be. I'll be like, imagine how weird it would be if I did this.
But you've got no boundaries though.
Yeah, no, not really. No,
Maybe I'm just a bit. I'm a bit jealous because you'll just ring anyone.
I'll ring anyone. I'm not bothered. Yeah, I'm not bothered at all. Yeah, it doesn't bother us. I can't help it.
I hate ringing anyone.
I give people too much too soon. Too much of myself. Babadoo, 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 ba. Just an update, guys. So the tour dates of the Shag Married Annoyed podcast tour. By the way, I saw when we announced last week that the tour dates were going to get moved. So the May-June dates are getting moved. We don't exactly know when yet. I know that's a bit annoying, but we're just trying to finalise them. We're hoping it's going to be this year.
We've got trust issues, basically.
Yeah, we've got trust issues with COVID and the government and everything that's going on. We don't know what's going on, but we're hoping it'll be this year. Yeah. They're not happening May-June, but we're hoping we'll be able to squeeze them in before the end of the year. Anyway, I got a tweet. I saw a tweet the other day when we put a thing out saying we've moved the tour dates. A tweet off someone, and it said, I can't remember the exact number, but it said something like, what the fuck? I'm on episode 30 and now there's a tour.
No way.
I didn't even know. Like, they've started the podcast from scratch and now they're like, what the fuck? There's a tour? Like, which I took it a little slightly offensively because they can't believe that this is going to be live somewhere.
Can they believe that there's 107 of them?
Yeah. Crazy. But yeah, so that's what's happening, guys. It might be this year. Hopefully it's going to be this year. We'll keep you informed. We know being in the dark is a bit annoying, but we're also in the dark. We just want to let you know straight away, as soon as we could, that May and June probably definitely aren't going to happen.
We're all in the dark together, like one of them dark rooms in Gran Canaria.
Sorry?
You ever been in a dark room
no.
in Gran Canaria?
What's a dark room in Gran Canaria? What the hell? Is this a sex thing?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Have you talked about this before?
Dunno.
A dark room in Gran Canaria?
Mm-hmm.
Well, explain yourself.
All right. Well, I went to Gran Canaria and Maspalomas, big up. It's a lovely, lovely part of the
Sounds
world.
Sounds it.
It's like the gay quarter.
All right, okay.
In the dark rooms. Right. It's just in some of the bars and the clubs.
I feel like we've talked about this.
We probably have.
Or have I imagined it?
Maybe I mean...
So it's in a nightclub?
Yeah.
And there's a room where it's dark?
There's like corridors where it's really dark.
And what happens?
Well, what do you think happens?
Well, I don't know.
Well, stuff happens and it's just pitch black, so you don't really know who you're doing stuff with.
That's
so exciting.
That's not exciting at all. That's not. You could be standing in the dark tossing someone off. It could be the end of the night. The lights come on and it's your dad. That's horrible.
Risky.
Oh, what's wrong with everyone?
It's genuinely a thing.
This might be the first tour announcement that ever had something like that on the end of it, by the way.
Sorry.
If you just joined, we're welcome on the show. Shag Married Annoyed. That's the kind of shit that goes on.
Sorry for the guy who's at episode 30. Babadoo, 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 ba. So my maternity leave's shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're working more than anyone in your maternity leave.
It's just utter shit.
Yeah.
Like, what even is it?
Horrible.
What is it? I haven't been anywhere, Chris.
Nah. Rafe's met no one.
No.
Rafe thinks there's only like 6 people in the world.
Look, you bastard. Yeah.
What do you think would happen if we actually took him to a massive crowded room tomorrow, like a big massive hall and there was loads of people in? I think he'd freak the fuck out.
Possibly.
I don't know if you know what the hell was going on.
Well, did I say you that I saw my friend on a walk in the cemetery of all places?
Brilliant.
And her little boy is 9 months old now. Yeah. She's going back to work. She's a teacher.
Yeah.
And I leant into his palm and I was like, hello. And he just cried.
Just burst out crying.
She was like, it's a lockdown baby.
Oh my God. Like, oh, so sad. That is so sad. I mean, it's funny, but it's really sad.
It's very sad.
Oh my God.
But just think when they're older and they can talk about it at school and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they'll tell the grandkids one day, like, I was a lockdown baby and blah, 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 and stuff like that. So.
Might be a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got your sort of millennials, your Gen Z, and then you've got your lockdown babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, you've also got like war people.
war people.
Like my granddad, my nana and granddad were kids during the war.
So I
took my granddad's gas mask to school. Showed everybody.
Loved that day.
I was proper centre of attention.
Because you took a gas mask.
Took my gas mask in. everyone wanted to be my friend that day.
Robin's going to go in. Rafe's going to go in for a presentation. This is the pillow that my mum and dad screamed into on a daily basis. This is the Wi-Fi code. We were all on that. Nothing else to do.
This is what
hand sanitizer.
Here's me mum and dad's face mask. Bit like a gas mask.
You can see me mum's fucking lipstick on there because it's a disposable one, but she did keep it in her car for 6 months because she's a fucking animal.
She didn't wash it because she wanted to up her immune system.
This is blue roll and spray that they used to clean trolleys with. Look at this. Kids at the back. Boo! Boo!
Trying to think of anything else pandemic-y. Yeah.
This is a bag of flour. You couldn't get this. Was there rations? No, no. Everyone just went fucking mental and bought all of the flour for no reason. No reason at all.
Oh, there was this thing called TikTok.
Hours and hours of people wasting their lives.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good times.
A+, well done. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. I want to hear you joining in. Joining in, joining in.
That's awful. The worst DJ ever. Oh, God.
I would love to do a DJ set, you know. Oh. I might do, you know, on the tour.
Yeah.
Can I have a booth at the back?
No.
Please?
No.
Just a little DJ booth. And I'll just do, honestly, 6 minutes. That's all I'll do.
That's lazy.
Six minutes.
You've got to do a full set. You've got to do an hour and a half.
What, at the end? While everyone's walking out?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
When they've already walked out. Right. And I'll be back at the hotel.
I'll just do it.
Yeah,
I'll do
just
it.
Just stay in an empty arena and DJ.
Yeah.
Deal.
It's time for Rosie's Mysteries, 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 Mysteries. Our Robin can whistle, you know. I might get him to do this next week.
Jesus.
He hasn't even got any front teeth. Teeth.
I think that's why he's whistling.
Rosie's Mysteries, 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 Mysteries. Come on, here's me set.
No, don't let the dance bit play again.
It actually makes us feel a little bit happy.
Fair enough.
Right, hang on. Here we go. Go, 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 go. 1, 2, 3, on the MIC. Here we go. If you're on a run, you pick up the pace. I can't.
That was great. If you want to run. That was great, right? Because what you try to do is you try to pretend you are like one of them internet sort of, you know, like the classes that they do online with the running the bikes and stuff. And you're like, if you're on a run, and then you quickly realised you had no terminology for running. No. If you're a run, I don't know what to do. Put the other foot in front of the other a bit faster.
Stretch.
Don't forget to warm down.
Genuinely, if you are on a run right now,
yeah,
fucking hurry up.
No, take your own time. Do whatever you want.
I'm joking.
Listen to her.
Sorry.
Dare you.
Right.
Don't talk about things you don't understand.
I'm going to start doing Couch to 5K again.
Oh, okay.
I'm just wondering how long I can get out of doing it because I had a section.
Got you.
So I'm going to Google later.
Danging out on that for a while, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to Google later and say, when can you start exercising after a section? And keep cross your fingers. Come on.
No, but I know what you're doing.
20 weeks.
So loads of people would go, they'd get like three numbers and they'd pick the average and they'd go in the middle. You will pick the longest one. You'd be like, well, 100,000 people here say that's 6 weeks. But one person here from Virginia posted on the internet 20 years ago that it's actually 20 weeks. So I'm going to, just to be safe.
Knows what she's just to be about. Safe. There was a yoga teacher, or was it Pilates, can't remember. She told
same
me,
thing.
Not the exactly same thing.
Same. Pointless.
Wow. that's grim.
Sorry, I was just trying to sort of be
trying to be funny,
flippant.
Aren't you?
Just trying to be flippant.
She told me that after a C-section, you shouldn't exercise for a year.
Wow.
And I've kept that.
Okay. What was her opinion on eating Easter eggs in one sitting? What did you say about that?
She said,
yeah.
Hang on, let me just remember.
Yeah.
Her exact words, yeah. More the merrier.
Right, was that her exact words? Yeah. Wow, okay, good. I forget her information, get us struck off. What was it? Did she cover, really lovely. In this quick seminar that you had with her, when she said, don't exercise with you and eat as many Easter eggs, did she cover what to do with the buttery sauce at the bottom of a tray that had some roast duck in? Did she say you and your mum should eat that by the spoon like you did last Friday night? Or did she say, probably don't drink the duck fat? What was it?
Why are you bringing up
just
duck
for
fat?
Just for anyone who needs to know, we've got a big up House of Tides, Kenny Atkinson, fantastic chef who won Great British Menu, didn't he? It's a Michelin star restaurant in Newcastle. He's a mate of ours, and he does takeouts, deliveries and takeaways and stuff collection during all this time. And we've got like a tasting menu the other night, and it was incredible. And the main course was duck,
yeah.
And it was in some kind of duck fat. Jus or whatever, and you put a bit, you drizzle a bit on top, as I did, and then Rosie and her mom went over to the other side of the kitchen and just spooned it out of the tray directly into their mouths. Just imagine a woman and her mother just drinking just butter with bits of duck fat in it. That's basically what I had to watch. I watched that for a good 5-10 minutes, and then I just went to bed.
It's because it was warm. If it had been cold, it would have solidified and been a bit disgusting.
Right.
But because it was warm, you don't think of the calories. It wasn't until you said you started just drinking fat, I kind of went, oh, well.
It didn't stop though, did you?
No. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was
it
really nice.
Really
it was really nice, to be fair. Yeah. Great. Oh, wait, what's your mystery?
Okay, here's a mystery. Dear Chris and Rosie, this story could be a good Cues from the Pews or a Rosie's mystery. My partner works as a paramedic, and this story she told me of her second ever shift on the road will stay with me until the day I die.
Goodness.
She would have sent it herself, but she felt too mean.
Oh.
Or professional.
Yeah. That's the word you're looking for.
Yeah, no, didn't feel mean. She has a profession that she probably wanted to keep.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Very good.
They were called to a job, and when they arrived, the gentleman said he had swollen testicles.
Oh, goodness me.
They obviously had to examine the area, so off popped the trousers, and there it was.
Sorry, who phones an ambulance for swollen testicles?
What do you mean?
She's a paramedic. Who's phoning the ambulance? Who's looking at the bollocks and going, bit big these. Hello, 999. What are you doing?
What, do you think she just went A&E?
Aye. Why are you fucking running?
Chris, some people ring ambulances like they ring bloody takeaways.
Yeah, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Do you know, isn't it apparently like 400 quid every time someone rings an ambulance?
Is that how much it costs?
Like, it's really expensive, apparently.
Oh, goodness me. Right, okay.
I don't think I've ever rang one. Have I ever been in an ambulance? Oh, I have been in an ambulance.
Have you been in an ambulance?
I've never
been
in an ambulance. Have you not?
Why were you in an ambulance?
Oh, I fainted in Tammy Girl.
Right. Remember
Tammy? I told you about
this? Big up Tammy Girl, rest in peace.
Big up Edam, Tammy Girl.
Yeah.
Here's a funny story.
Yeah?
The place I fainted, I ended up working there years later. It was a Dorothy Perkins. And I, you know, this is funny. I said to the manager, I went, I fainted. Yeah, she went, was that you? Yeah, because she worked there
That's
when it was
amazing.
Edam as well. And I was
That's
like,
amazing.
That was me. Hello, nice to meet you again.
Wow.
I'm back. I won't faint today.
So you fainted and they got an ambulance for you?
I cracked my head open.
Oh my goodness, why don't I know this?
I don't know.
Did you bleed on any of the stuff? Why is that my first question?
So, I didn't bleed on any of the clothes, right.
Uh-huh.
I'd been really poorly over Christmas.
Yeah, stop saying poorly, you're an adult.
I was only 30 at the time. Yeah. I'd been very unwell over Christmas.
Yeah.
Genuinely, to this day, I kept telling everyone I had meningitis. I don't think I did, but I told people that.
I love it when you do that. I love it when you just
decide. Suspected me, mum. No. Did my mum tell us? I kept telling people it was suspected meningitis.
Brilliant.
I think I had cold. And it was just a bit of a bad cold.
Great.
Anyway, so I was really poorly. And I thought I was better. Mm-hmm. And it was Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel better. Mm-hmm. My nana was like, do you want to go shopping?
Boxing Day sales.
Boxing
Tammy
Day
Girl.
Sale.
Bish, bash, bosh.
Oh, too right. Had Christmas money. I'm not daft.
Yeah.
So we went shopping.
Yeah.
And I fainted.
Got you.
And I fainted at the tills.
Yeah.
Smashed my head off the floor. And I woke up and I remember looking to my side and there was blood, but it looked like jam.
Right.
It's clotted.
It may have been. So this was Boxing Day. How much meat fat had you drank the day before? Because it may well have been jam. It might have been full on just jam coming out of your head.
It was actually cranberry sauce. So yeah, got an ambulance. Mm-hmm. I was a bit perplexed right. because I got an ambulance. I was in hospital. Yeah. My brother and sister turned up right. and had a McDonald's. So my mum had got them a treat because I was in hospital.
Right. Sorry, who goes to the hospital to see their child via the drive-thru?
Sandra.
That's unbelievable. That's terrible parenting. Rose, we're on my way, sweetheart. Are you okay? Hold on. We'll be a little bit longer. There's a queue. There is a queue. We've given Kevin the wrong Happy Meal toy. I've just got to pop in and change his Happy Meal toy. Hang in there, love.
I never thought about that.
That's ridiculous.
I know. That's Shan, that actually.
Shan. The word Shan. Say, stuff I've never heard since the 90s. Tammy Girl and Shan. Come on.
Do another one.
Yeah.
Chinny Blaine.
Chinny Blaine.
Right, listen. This man's, these testicles are massive. So,
right.
Apparently, by the way, I was fine. I just had to have some staples.
I assumed you were fine. You're sitting here now.
I had to have some staples in my head.
Do you think I thought you died?
No, what was really frustrating was they were like, right, we need to put some staples in your head. Mm-hmm. Can you put your head between your legs to get your staples in? I failed it again.
Brilliant.
So I was like, what are you trying to kill us for? Like, get us to lie down on my front. Why they got us to put... That's another thing.
Staples freaked me out.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Couldn't wash my hair. My hair was like clotted with blood for a good couple of weeks.
Oh, this is... How do I not know about this story?
I don't know.
Is that the worst thing that's happened to you, like, accident-wise?
Well, no, because it was not far from when... I've told you about when my brother hit us in the head with a metal door handle.
Yeah.
So it wasn't far from that. So
really?
I've had two major head traumas.
So many things are falling into place now. So many things are coming together. Leper crossing makes so much sense now. So much head trauma.
I know.
Your attention. Yeah. I mean, you were filming something yesterday for your Instagram. The amount of time it took you to do your lines. I had to lie on the floor. Guys, for everyone listening, I set the phone up and I was recording Rosie doing our Instagram, vlogging any old shite to you lot, right? And I had the phone set up and I had the laptop in front of her and she was reading the lines and then do it. And I had to get... First, I got my head behind the laptop and then I was laughing so much that it took so long. I was literally lying on the floor. So I would press record and I would just lie down on the floor and wait till you were finished. Then I'd stand back up. It all makes sense now.
It does.
God.
Whilst I was laughing then, I did a little bump and I just hoped it didn't get picked up by the microphone.
Guys, if you don't hear what she said there, she just said while she was laughing, she just did a little pump and just hoping the microphone didn't pick it up.
It may have picked it up.
Well, hey, you know what? Yeah, you know what? If you're out there now listening to the podcast, hit that skip back button, that 15-second, 30-second, whatever it is on your podcast, and see if you can spot the little pump. Prize for anyone who can spot the little pump. No prize will be given for anyone who can spot the pump. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, right. God, we will get to this man and his big massive testicles soon. Right, okay. He's popped his trousers down.
So the paramedic comes to his house because he's got massive testicles. He whips his trousers down. He gets the fellas out.
Yep. Apparently, it was the size of a melon.
One of them, or both of the whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing. Maybe he's the size of a melon. That's huge.
You know what? If it was the size of a melon,
that's probably why he rang an ambulance.
That's why he rang an ambulance. I take it back.
His trousers wouldn't fit.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you've got like, what's he gonna? You'd have to get a little table to wheel it along on, or a little chair, or a shopping trolley or something.
Oh, yeah, because the skin would break.
Or some kind of strap, like strap it underneath and then put it over your shoulder and like hold it up. Oh,
How do you let your bowel get the size of a melon, though?
I don't know how fast it happened. You might have been asleep, you might have woke up with it, you might have knocked it and it just immediately happened. God knows.
Okay. Right, here we go.
Is the mystery that the crack it open and it's full of cranberry?
No. They did their usual questions to try and find out if he had any idea of what could have caused it. He said he hadn't been to the toilet in 3 days and he wondered if that had something to do with it, as he is usually quite regular.
Fuck's sake.
Turns out he had...
Is this the mystery?
This is where you need to guess.
Right.
What's going on? Why has he got a massive testicle?
I'm totally guessing here. I'm not a doctor. I've got no medical background whatsoever. And I don't know if this is possible, but in my head, the wee tube has gone into his balls by accident instead of going straight out, and the wee is just filling up his balls like a big water bomb.
Ah.
That's me guess.
Okay. All right. We'll see.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Turns out He had a hole in his rectum and his poo had been going through that hole.
That's worse! That's so much worse!
Rather than the usual exit and was just filling his scrotum. He literally had a sack of shit.
That's one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life. So he had like a little...
Had like a little hole.
Melon of poo. In between his... Honestly, how do you even rectify that?
Do you know what it is? When I first read that, I was like, really? But then you do hear of things like this, don't you?
Oh, madder stuff than this has happened, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't... Like, how do you even... you've got to... Like... We've all rinsed out an old bucket that's a bit dirty. Or we've all cleaned something. Like, they are going to have to open them bad lads up.
Oh, hose them down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor bloke.
The thing I find worrying about it is some days I don't have, you know.
You haven't got the toilet, yeah.
Maybe a couple of days.
I think your balls will be fine.
Well, now I'm thinking, where's it going? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that is...
Poor love.
Oh, that is the grimmest thing I've ever heard, that.
Is it?
Yeah, it's up there. That is up there. It'd be interesting to see how people feel about that, because I know sometimes something's really grim and people aren't bothered by it. But that is bad.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Nah, you're not a boy.
All right.
You're not a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Was
it hard or soft? That's what I want to know. Do you know what I mean?
Jesus.
Was it lumpy? Lumpy, bumpy?
Did it smell?
Did it smell?
Oh.
So many questions. When he had a wee, was it brown?
No.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be disgusting this week. Let's crack on. Mystery solved.
Well done.
Thank you.
Mystery solved. And I was close.
You were bang on, pretty much.
I was one away.
I know.
I thought it was a one, it was a two.
Yeah.
It was one off.
Well done. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ba. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? Beef, beef,
beef.
Beef.
Right. We've been spending a lot of time with each other.
Too much time.
There's a lot of beefs going on here. Let's be gentle. Let's be careful. What's your beef?
My beef with you, Christopher Ramsey, this week is recently.
Mm-hmm.
You keep biting your nails and then doing little spits on the floor. It's gross. What? It's not your nails.
It's not my nails. It's the skin at the side.
Right.
Of my nails.
That's just as bad.
Right. Okay.
You bite it and then you go.
Yeah. Right.
So what? So there's just little bits of skin all over the floor.
Bit annoyed that you'd notice that. My house, my rules. Bit annoyed that you'd notice that. Okay. Maybe you should run the Hoover around now and then.
I mean. I don't mind moving. I don't mind putting the Hoover around for like stuff, but not just your nails.
I didn't realize I was doing that. If I'm honest with you, I That's worrying, that. Didn't realize I was doing it. I'll try and stop.
Do you think it's more of a secret thing?
Well, what do you want to do? Swallow them? You think this is? What if I swallow loads of me? Like loads of skin? And then, like, what if I go to the toilet?
You can eat your skin,
little,
that's
little
fine.
Me comes out. Can you?
Yeah.
Is it not weird?
Huh?
Not like cannibalism.
It's your skin.
Mm. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? You swallow your own spit.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Can be.
Right. Where have I done this specifically?
All the time.
What do you mean all the time?
You just recently, you're doing it all the time. You don't even know you're doing it.
I don't know I'm doing it. That's weird.
But it's not that I mind you biting your skin. It's the...
Well, in a perfect world, where should I put it? Should I put it in a little pot?
Down the sink.
Down the sink?
I don't know.
Which sink?
In a tissue.
In a tissue? Or swallow it. Do you want to just, what, stop doing that?
That's what I have to listen to all the time. Watching the telly and you're like... Like living with a camel?
I'm actually a little bit, I'm mildly embarrassed and a little bit disgusted by that. So yeah,
you've been doing it for weeks. This is weeks back, this.
All right, I'm sorry. Gee whiz, man.
What's your beef with me?
Right. My beef with you is, sorry about that. I will stop doing that.
Thank you.
My beef with you this week is, right, you've done stuff like this in the past, but it's really fucking narcissistic when you did this. I don't know who you're busy working with on your Instagram, flogging any old shite. Sell out! But, right.
What?
We got sent three massive boxes of one of my favourite crisps, right? And we had a bag the other day. You got the bag out and you had some and you gave me some. And I went, you know what? They're bloody lovely, them. I know I've had with tea, but it was a while ago. I'm going to go and get another bag of them. And you went, oh, no, there's none. And I went, there's none? We've got three fucking essentially crates of them. You gave them away.
I did.
Straight away.
Yeah.
They were in the house less than a day. And you went and dropped them off at someone else's house.
My Uncle Kevin, he's got a bar in his back garden.
But not just that. You dropped off the best flavours. You kept the rubbish flavours.
We had three boxes of them.
We did have three boxes of them for about 5 minutes. And then you fucking went and dropped them off somewhere. I didn't even have one.
I didn't. I know, but I just didn't.
You didn't even keep a bag for me. You kept a bag. You ate most of the bag. You gave me some. Then went, you're eating all of them. And I went, oh, I'll go and get me own then out of our fucking stock load that we've got.
Chris.
Gone.
You don't understand. You don't understand. Right?
Right.
We got weighed the other day.
Right.
For life insurance.
Right.
Being self-employed, we have to get life insurance.
Yes.
We got weighed. I was £8. £8 lighter than you.
Well,
that's not enough. Leave that's some not enough, in my opinion.
Yeah, but why do I have
because
to suffer?
Because if they're in the house, then I'll eat them. If they're in the house, I'll eat them. And I'm sorry, I've told you to hide stuff. You don't hide it.
Because then when I hide it, you go, where's that thing you hid?
Chris, I had to get rid of it. I had to get rid of the crisps. Please don't hold it over
I'm sick of me not being able to have nice things because you'll hoover them all up like a fucking Labrador. I'm fed up. Honestly, it's like dogs behaving bad. Don't leave that plate on the floor or she'll eat it and lick it. Or don't leave that on the bench or she'll fucking have all that as well.
I've got a problem.
I'm sick,
I've got
man.
A problem.
They're really nice crisps. Do you think I can go back and get them?
No, because
that's in there. And there's the second part of the beef. You don't let us... You think it would be rude for me to go and get my own crisps back from somewhere, don't you? Tell the truth now, you think it would be rude.
Yes, it would be
fucking
massively rude.
Nutter. You're a nutter.
I gave it to him for his birthday.
You gave him crisps for his birthday?
My mum was taking round a bottle of wine,
right.
Obviously just to the
dropping
door.
Dropping one off, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll walk round with you. And I just hide them all in a bin bag and I said, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Uncle Kevin. here's your bin bag of crisps. Yeah,
he's got a bar in the back garden. He was buzzing. He actually said, oh, we've just run out of crisps. And I said, well, there you go.
He'll be out for a few years. The amount that you give him, a bin bag. You couldn't just keep a couple of packets for me.
I did keep a couple
of packets.
The
shit flavours.
What do you mean?
The rubbish flavour. You gave all the sour cream and onion ones away. They're the nicest ones, man.
Sorry, I didn't know. Sorry.
I'm going round to Uncle Kev's for something completely unrelated in a minute. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public.
Guys, as always, thank you so, so much for continuing to send us stories and office polls and would you rathers and questions and everything that you send. It is genuinely greatly, greatly appreciated. Appreciated? Appreciated. And obviously, we can't read every single one of them out. We're getting through them. Keep them coming. We'll love it. Thank you so much. Shagmarinoid@gmail.com if you want to send anything. Thank you.
Mm. Hi, Chris and Rosie. My fiancé and I are huge fans of the podcast and are absolutely shocked by some of the stories you tell. The public are gross.
Yeah, they are indeed. Everyone's gross.
But then it made me realise that I did have a story to tell, but please keep me anonymous as only a few people are aware of this.
Wow.
Back in 2017, I was fresh-faced and ready to take on the world and landed a great first job in a very famous high street department store on Oxford Street doing displays.
Does Oxford Street still have a Tammy girl? It's amazing.
This isn't me.
And our flagship Tammy girl is on Oxford Street. No one has ever passed out in here.
Do you miss Tammy? Were you a frequent shopper of Tammy Girl? Were you talking about
Girl
it?
Tammy Girl was a point of reference for me and my friends to take the piss out of another boy by saying, "You shop at Tammy Girl."
Great.
It's great times.
Oh,
it's just classic bands.
Classic bands
from the nine-year-olds.
Yeah. Good for you. I used to work all sorts of shift patterns.
Doing displays, did you say? Yeah.
So merch is a merchandiser.
Ooh.
But she hasn't put that, but I know that that's what it's called.
Very Oxford Street.
Well, I was always jealous of the merchandisers because they got to stand in the window and as a performer.
Yeah.
I wanted to be there.
I weirdly agree.
Do you know what I mean?
I weirdly agree. When I used to work in all sports and someone would come around and do the display and they'd be in the window. Yeah. But realistically, it must have been horrible. All the chavs walking past in South Shields Town Centre while you're in the window.
Depends what kind of person you are. Obviously, I looked at them in the window. On display, me stuck at the changing room at the back, gutted, thinking I should be up there. That should be my role. But it wasn't. Anyway, so I used to work all sorts of shifts.
Oh, look at Tammy Girl have got a show on in the window. Oh, no, hold on, it's just a girl putting a display out rather flamboyantly for no reason.
What do you see? You people gazing at me. You see a girl on a music box that's turned by a key.
Oh,
you've never
God.
Seen that film, have you?
No, I haven't. But Great. The next line will be, one skirt here and one skirt there. It's buy one, get one free. And then a big bow. Me. And scene.
Dot EP.
And then they pull the shutters down.
Right. One afternoon, my colleague and I were going around collecting stock for a new display. We went to the stockroom where the women's clothes were kept, only to discover something truly horrifying and sickening. A male colleague was in the stockroom, which overlooked Oxford Street, pleasuring himself, looking down at the crowd below.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
My colleague and I were so shocked, we could only stand there in horror and watch.
For 45 minutes.
Safe to say, he noticed us after hearing my noise of disgust. He then ran off somewhere, and being the nice person I am, I went back to the office and told all 25 of my colleagues about what happened. We all had a great laugh. We nicknamed him Wanky Wanky.
Wow. So we stand at the upstairs window, wanking off over the people down on Oxford Street.
Oxford Street.
I'd love the idea of that, instead of getting upset or telling everyone, she quickly sprinted out on Oxford Street and
Went, watched.
Everyone, that's not my display. I didn't put that one, that man wanking, that is not mine. The one down here, the summer shorts, that's mine. That wanking man is not my display. I'm not putting my name on that.
Take it off me CV. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. My boyfriend and I play a risky game whenever we are phoning one of our parents. While we're waiting for the respective parent to answer, we play risky Russian roulette. We take it in turns to say naughty words, trying to get the word in before the parent answers. Our words will vary from pubic hair, fanny, cock, cum, anal. You get the idea. What makes it funnier is that my boyfriend's parents are very, very straight and traditional in their approach to such things and would have complete shock and a meltdown if they heard us saying any of these words.
I think that's a bit sad, if I'm honest. Oh, who are you ringing your mum? Right, okay. Fanny, bowls,
tiddler,
shit.
Bum.
Got shit to do. Put a wash on.
I just thought it might be a good idea to phone one of our parents now and see what the reaction is if they hear a word.
Do you want to try it?
Do you want to?
Ring your mum.
My mum.
Aye, go on. We've never rang your mum.
Where's my phone? Right, so we're going to ring your mum. I'm going to do it on FaceTime audio so that we don't have to lose any signal or whatever.
This might be quite fun, actually. So what? So right, what happens?
So what happens is we're going to ring me mum. Yeah. And it's going to start ringing, right? Right. As it's ringing, we've got to take. You, I say a bad word, you say a bad word. I say a bad word, you say a bad word. And then when she picks up, whoever's, we just have to basically try and get your word in before she picks
up. Right, okay.
Okay?
Right, here we go. Put on speaker.
Yeah.
Right, go.
Piss.
Arsehole.
Wankers.
Fannies.
Tits.
Shit.
Twat.
What did you say?
Hey, man, we're doing a game for the podcast.
Did you say T-W-A-T-A?
Look, I've shown off our spelling straight away.
I was always good at spelling. That's charming, that. What a way to talk to your mother.
Oh, get in.
Thanks, Mum. Someone sent in a game called Risky Business where you've got to each take turns to say a swear word before your parent picks up. So there we go.
Is that it?
That's it. Thanks, Mum. Bye.
No bother. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I enjoyed that game.
I enjoyed that.
I'll take that back. I enjoyed that game. I got one here, Rosie. It's kind of a references an ongoing thing that we do in the podcast. So people who've just started listening now and haven't listened to the back catalogue might not get this, so might have to quickly explain. What is our slang word for having sex that we came up with, our Geordie word?
Oh, a booking.
A book. Having a book. Yeah.
Yes.
Dear Rosie and Chris, having listened to your podcast for many months now, it's just dawned on me today that my childhood email address was bookingmad. Created due to my love of horses.
Oh, no! No! No!
This obviously had different meanings beyond my 9-year-old knowledge.
Oh.
This isn't really a question. I just thought you might like to know that some poor innocent kid in Yorkshire in the early noughties didn't know what booking meant and is now hoping as a 25-year-old that none of her pals from Newcastle were laughing behind her back.
Bless her. Oh.
Booking mad.
9-year-old with an email address.
It's a different world, isn't it?
It's another world, man.
Kids out there with phones, man.
I know.
It's crazy. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, your podcast reminded me of a time a couple of years back when me and my now husband were arguing all the time about how much his feet stank.
Oh.
When watching TV, I'd lie on the sofa and he would sit on the other with his feet on the arm of my sofa right next to my face.
Oh, bloody hell.
His feet were absolutely, she's wrote bogging here.
Oh, is that a Scottish thing?
It's not a Scottish, it's like Manchester, I'm
bogging.
Not sure.
Bogging, yeah, Scottish, I think.
Yeah, yeah, so just basically stinking. His feet were absolutely bogging and I kept on at him so much that we kept having blazing arguments about it. Now, I don't know what his argument is there.
He doesn't have a leg to stand on.
he doesn't have a rancid foot to stand on.
No, get your trotters off the side of the settee where your girlfriend's face is. That's horrible.
I don't know what his argument is there. I mean, fucking bald. He's bald.
Mm.
He even started showering before sitting down and they still stank.
Oh, now, right, okay. Oh, now I feel a bit sorry for him.
Well, stop putting them up there, though. Put your socks on, leave them on the floor.
But at least he's trying. At least he's washing it.
All right, okay. Well, prepare to not feel sorry for him anymore.
All right, okay. Bring it on.
One night, he was so pissed off with me going on that he went to cut his toenails. As he cut into his big toenail, it exploded with thick yellow pus.
Oh, for God's sake.
Turns out his toenail was rotting and infected all along.
And that was the smell.
Oh,
my.
How do you not know?
I don't know. I think some people don't look at their bodies. Yeah. I think some people just get up in the morning, get out of bed, put clothes on, and they don't. I inspect myself. Do you know that?
Yeah.
I know.
Spotted you doing it. Yeah, you're weird.
Well, I just know exactly what's going on with my body right now.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I know every little scratch, every little nook and cranny of this body.
Aww.
No, but how does he not know that he's got an infected pussy toe?
It's disgusting, isn't it?
People are gross.
So now that email was all right. We discussed it. There was a couple of oohs, there was a couple of ahs, it was okay. This is where I think some people don't realise the kind of gems that they're sitting on, because she's just thrown this on at the end casually.
Okay.
And this is the thing that I've got so many more questions about, right?
Ooh, right.
Just on the edge of the email, she just throws in. And
I
almost can't read it out.
Is this what I heard you laughing at?
Screaming.
Downstairs.
I screamed when I read this morning. Yeah.
Right. I heard you from upstairs.
Just hoist this on the end, right? This just drops on the end. Right. On another random note, by the way, she has married into the twits because this family is disgusting because her husband's got this monkey toenail and this is ridiculous.
Right.
I almost can't. On another random note, my brother-in-law has an arse sock that he sleeps with between his arse cheeks every night to soak up his arse sweat.
Married Bebop and Rocksteady.
What a reference.
That's awful.
Oh, God.
So he puts a sock in between his bum.
An arse sock, yes. So he gets it and puts it in like a bit of floss in between two teeth. Puts this sock up in his arse crack, nips it, and goes to sleep to soak up his arse.
That is so bad. Why is the email not about that?
That's what I'm so annoyed about. Just throwing this on the air. Whoever you are, right? Sort your fucking priorities out, man. The toenail was entertaining, but fucking hell.
We want to know about the arse sock. Tell us more.
Oh, my God.
That's... Go to the doctor.
It's like Wadden. It's like, you know, in the army, on army movies where they've got like an open wound and they're like, have to pack the wound.
Who sweats that much from their arse?
Arse sock. He literally sticks a sock up his arse and goes to sleep because I'm imagining that when he's just got boxer shorts on, they're just fucking soaking in the morning and it's like a puddle in his bed of his sweaty arse.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Is it the same sock every night?
I've got so many questions. What kind of sock is it? Is it? I'm picturing like a white sports sock.
Mine was black.
No, I'm thinking like a fully absorbent, really thick white sports sock. You know the ones where you've basically got to go up a trainer size if you're putting one on.
Right. Oh,
I'm picturing that.
My word.
I'm picturing the sock that Jim has over his dick at the beginning of American Pie. That's the kind of sock. Whatever they call them in America, a tube sock.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm picturing. And he's just. If I had, can I just say right now, right? If I had an arse sock that I put up into my arse crack every night.
I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't be here. Look.
I'll tell you one other thing, right? Your fucking sister wouldn't know about it. How she... This is our brother-in-law.
Yes.
He's got no shame.
Some people don't care about stuff like that.
Hey, she's right at the bottom here, judging myself a bit for marrying into this family. You should.
Yeah.
That is... That's one of the worst things I've ever heard. Oh,
that's brilliant.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing arse socks into my life. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, bah. Got one here. For me, this email is the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay.
Just when you think it just keeps going, right?
All right.
Stick with it.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris, Rosie, Robin and Rafe.
Hi.
Telling you right now, Robin and Rafe are not going to hear what you've written in this email, you dirty perverted man.
No, they'll never hear this.
He's not a dirty pervert. I'll jump straight into it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work at Top Man, brackets RIP, and in 2010, a new girl started working there that I took a liking to. We hooked up on a night out and she came back to mine. Unfortunately, I was absolutely smashed and apparently fell asleep mid-blowjob. Great.
Oof. How'd you?
I don't know.
Imagine.
I'm not having to go at a technique, but I don't know how he's done that.
I've never had a blowjob personally, but I can't imagine falling asleep during one. Imagine them being quite exciting.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Stick with it. The next day, I dropped her off at her mate's and I thought I'd blown it. Weeks later, I went to Reading Festival with a load of mates, and it turns out she was going too. We met up on the first night, brackets, this is important as it's the last time you're clean, yak.
Oh, God. I bet they're all shagging on the first night because they're like, I'll be minging them tomorrow. I'm married, thanks.
Rosie, Reading and Leeds went on sale and sold out immediately the other day for the summer. Nature's healing itself.
Yeah.
They'll be out there bucking each other crazy by the end of it. I can't
Good
wait.
For them.
Bloody
oh,
God.
It'll be.
Godspeed to the lot of yous.
It'll be mad.
Yeah.
It'll be mad.
Crazy, won't it? Good for them. We spent the evening drinking and running around the site. We then drunkenly crawled into my tent, which was about the size of a kennel.
Hmm?
Just a small tent.
Oh.
Unless he means like Battersea Dog Home, in which case he's got a fucking massive tent. You know, the kennels that you go and leave your dog at when you go on a holiday.
Yeah, like a massive the size of Butlins.
It was already awkward. Imagine this. Imagine going in the tent with someone. You've already fell asleep during their blowjob. You've met them at Reading Festival. It's all going
actually,
well.
Actually, hang on. It's the same girl.
Same girl. So he went back to his. He fell asleep during a blowjob.
Right.
Evidently, she's got no standards whatsoever. She's spending the first night in Reading.
Clearly.
With him. Now she's gone back to his tent, which is the size of a kennel.
Great.
Right?
She's got, honestly, her standards.
I don't know what's going on here,
Hi.
But imagine this. Set the scene, right? Mm. Already going into a tent the size of a kennel's grim at a festival to have sex. It was already awkward as someone saw us going in and started playing Careless Whisper on the kazoo right outside the tent.
No.
Kazoo.
What is it? Do 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 do.
Imagine that. Remember that person.
Very funny.
I love that. Going in to have sex, are you? Get the kazoo.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah, yeah. Very nice. Setting the scene.
Hilarious, but very off-putting. When they finally pissed off, we undressed and I lay on top of her, fumbling in my bag in the dark for a condom. After a bit of fumbling in my bag with one hand, whilst kissing her at the same time, brackets multitasking, legend, I got my hands on the condom. I rose up onto my knees, with her lying directly underneath me, and vigorously ripped open the condom. What the hell? The pack is empty. And I hear her say, what the fuck was that? I grab my phone and flick the light on to reveal her underneath me, covered in brown powder. It was a hot chocolate sachet.
This poor girl.
Just in the dark. Just in the dark. Fuck was that?
Oh, God, love her.
So she's in the tent. She's like, come on, I'll go back to the tent. Come on, I'll give you another chance. Right, look, you go. Right. Careless Whisper, they've shut up on the kazoo. Right, you go on top, mate. I don't want you falling asleep halfway through the blowjob again.
I'll
tell you what, we'll just go straight to it. Get the condom out. It's the power of Christ compels you to flick fucking hot chocolate powder all over it. Oh, God.
Oh, bless.
Looking back at this, it feels like an in-betweeners episode. It really does. The Mr. Trickman not doing this. Luckily for me, this wasn't too... Luckily for me, this wasn't too off-putting for her. Fuck it, what is it going to take to put this last
off? Wow. Wow.
All's well that ends well.
What?
It's just the gift that keeps on giving, and he just throws things in that come out of nowhere.
Okay.
All's well that ends well, but she gave me swine flu, which at a festival is absolutely brutal. It's the most troubled love story of our time.
Are they still together?
When I got home, I shat the bed and was off work for a week.
Great.
We ended up in a relationship for 3 years.
Oh.
She was an absolutely lovely girl, but for various reasons, it didn't work out. Brackets, not the reasons above. My question is, what had to happen for them to actually break up? She must have fucking murdered his entire family. Or he, like, what actually happened?
Oh, bless her.
Oh, love the podcast. Stay safe and use a hot chocolate sachet. Thanks, man.
That's another episode from us done. Thank you so, so much, as always, for listening to the Shagmarie Noid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thanks very much, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as we have enjoyed doing it for you. We will be announcing the proper tour dates for the Shagmarie Noid rescheduled tour very, very soon. Again, I'm so sorry to leave you hanging there, but we just want to let you know straight away that me and June weren't happening. The next ones, it's going to get announced, the reschedules, and hopefully it's going to be this year. Let's try. I hate to stay positive, but let's just try and stay positive because it's all we've got. And big love to you, and we'll be back in the
next one. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.